off Emily Dickinson's clothes. First her tippet, made of tulle, easily lifted off her shoulders and laid on the back of a wooden chair, and her bonnet, the bow undone with a light forward pull. You will want to know she was standing by an open window in an upstairs bedroom, motionless, a little wide-eyed, looking out at the orchard below, the white dress puddled at her feet on the wide-board hardwood floor. Later, I wrote in a notebook, it was like riding a swan into the night. But of course, I cannot tell you everything, the way she closed her eyes to the orchard, how her hair tumbled free of its pins, how there were sudden dashes whenever we spoke. What I can tell you is it was terribly quiet in Amherst that Sabbath morning, nothing but a carriage passing the house, a fly buzzing in a window pane. So I could plainly hear her inhale when I undid the very top hook-and-eye fastener of her corset, and I could hear her sigh when finally it was unloosed, the way some readers sigh when they realize that hope has feathers, that reason is a plank, that life is a loaded gun that looks right at you with a yellow eye.